If you felt a bit stink about your job, spare a thought for a pair of dedicated researchers at the University of Queensland. For the past 3 years, Dr. Jake O'Brien and PhD candidate Phil Choi have been studying wastewater, the stuff that comes out of your toilet. It's not the most glamorous of subjects, but it can reveal important information about people, their health and their dietary habits, and how that's reflected by your socioeconomic status. Phil Choi was the lead researcher on the project, and he joins me now. Hi there, Phil.
Hi there.
Thanks for your time today. Where did the what was the sort of genesis of the project? Where did the idea come from?
Thanks for having us. So, yeah, my PhD was on trying to measure aspects of people's diet using wastewater. And I was able to measure these things in wastewater, these chemicals which tell us about how much fiber or how much vitamins people have consumed. But initially, I couldn't explain how levels of these things differed in one place to another. And we decided to see if socioeconomics had a role to play in what we were seeing.
Okay, so you wanted to compare wastewater in different parts of town, is that the idea?
Basically, in different places in Australia. So different communities, different cities, different towns.
I don't know if this would have been a consideration or not, Phil, but I have to ask, was there a part of you that thought, I actually don't really want to spend a couple of years sifting through other people's waste? Maybe I'll choose a different, more fragrant topic, or did that not really enter your mind?
Yeah, so it didn't really enter my mind. When we do our work here, we don't really deal too much with raw wastewater. We don't have to go out and collect them. They get mailed to us, and they're preserved and acidified. And we work with them under conditions where we don't have to smell them all the time, basically. Yeah.
Sorry, just to backtrack, they get mailed to you?
Yes, they get sent by courier.
Who does this collecting and sending?
So the people who work at the wastewater treatment plant who deal with these on a daily basis, they just bottle them up and send them to us.
Okay. Do you need permission to test people's wastewater?
Sorry?
Do you need permission to test people's wastewater?
Yes, we need permission from the local council authorities or the wastewater treatment authorities.
You don't need to track down individuals?
No, and that's because we don't track down individuals. We only work with data at the population scale, which is usually at least a few thousand people or much higher.
What can wastewater tell us about people and their lives and habits?
It can tell us a lot about their consumption habits. For example, drug consumption. In New Zealand, there's also been wastewater drug monitoring to tell us about how much of certain drugs are being used in the catchments. And with this study, we can also begin to measure aspects of people's diets. And we can also start to learn how socioeconomics is linked to disparities in pharmaceutical consumption, drug consumption, and the people's diet as well.
How do you measure what people have been eating?
So if you have, for example, if you eat an apple, you consume some of the vitamins in it as well. And when your body processes that apple, some of the vitamins get broken down and released in your urine as metabolites. And we can measure these metabolites in our wastewater as readouts of how much vitamins people have consumed in their diet, for example.
It's amazing. And I should point out, I've been focusing quite immaturely in the stuff that comes out of the toilet, but the wastewater is made up of other stuff as well, like what?
Yes, so wastewater also contains grey water, so stuff from your laundry. It also contains waste from industries, such as restaurants, cafes, food processing plants, paper mills, you name it. So in our study, we focused on chemicals, so biomarkers, which come specifically from human urine as opposed to other sources.
What did you discover?
We found a number of things. We found the extent to which different pharmaceuticals are linked to older age, for example, or lower socioeconomic status. We found a number of antihypertensives, so heart medications correlating with older age. we found a number of opioids and antidepressants being associated with lower socioeconomic status, suggesting some sort of socioeconomic disparity. And we found that indicators of better diet, such as more citrus intake, more fiber and vitamin consumption, these were tended to be higher generally in higher socioeconomic class catchments.
Any surprises?
Well, for me personally, I was kind of surprised to see that alcohol consumption was higher in better-off communities. So alcohol consumption actually was lower in communities where people had a lower skill of occupation, and it was higher in places where people had people were paying higher rent and so forth. I expected binge drinking to show up somewhat in our data, but apparently it's the rich folks who are having a few glasses of wine every night.
Suggesting that the more money you have, the more you spend on booze.
Yes. From our data, that's what we can see.
Any surprises in the prescription medications, or was it about what you expected to see?
They were very much what we expected. Antidepressants and opioids generally tended to be higher among the socioeconomically disadvantaged and the older populations. And this was this corroborated other studies by other people who found these sort of patterns happening in their populations as well.
Question, why couldn't you just door knock and ask people what they've been eating and what they've been taking?
Yes, so there are a number of challenges involved with that. First, you have to go around and ask a lot of people. In our study, we sampled from 21% of the Australian population. Door knocking 21% of the Australian population would take a while. And also, for things like drugs, pharmaceuticals, and especially your diet, when you ask someone how much, you know, fish and chips they've had on the weekend, they might tend to underreport it because it's perceived as something unhealthy. Studies have shown that people tend to underreport consumption of unhealthy foods and overreport consumption of healthy foods. And using wastewater-based epidemiology like we have here, we can get a more objective view on what people have actually consumed.
Pretty amazing. What I suppose would become most useful when you start to track change over time?
Yes. So one of the potential applications for this is we could potentially use these in communities where there's an intervention being held, for example, initiatives to improve people's diets.
Mm.
And we can track over time to see how people's diet is actually changing over time, and that could potentially be used to give feedback on the intervention.
For example, if you said, hey, we're going to really try and do something about the opioid crisis, get doctors to prescribe it less, encourage people to take other options, and then you measured the wastewater during that time, you'd be able to actually measure whether the policies were having an effect.
Yes, exactly. And that sort of work is being done not just in Australia for opioids but and other drugs, but also in Europe and the United States as well.
Great. Any limitations to your research, by the way? Any sort of grain of salt?
Yes, so there are a number of limitations. One of the main ones is that from our data, we can't tell if many people are consuming lots of, for example, fruit, or if lots of people are consuming a small number of fruit.
Uh-huh.
We can't comment on individual behavior, basically. All our results are at a population level.
Okay. So we can only measure the apples eaten by a suburb, not by the people in it.
No, for that you'd have to do some door knocking.
Yeah, okay. Hey, it's really fascinating, Phil. Well done, and thanks so much for chatting to us about it today.
Thank you.
Kevin, one of our listeners, was listening. He was listening to Phil talk about parcels arriving by courier, and Kevin says, are the samples sent by fast post? I'm into it, Kevin. Thanks.